now? What am I now? What if I'm someone you don't want around?
Hi.
Hey. What's up? Nice to see you.
Bet you never thought you'd hear from us again.
Neither did I.
Oh, no, I'm determined. I'm the one who single-handedly, I'm the backbone of this entire operation. I force Allie to talk to me, and then that's it.
She forces me to talk to her and then doesn't post it.
Allie has stuff to do, you know, and then sometimes I don't like what we said. I'm like, I don't want to listen to it again. And then I'm like, nobody else is going to want to listen to it again. Welcome.
Welcome.
To Sleeping with Celebs. We're still not sleeping with any celebs.
Zero.
Just for an update.
Just in case you were wondering or worried.
Because we have so many fans, I feel like we need to explain
where we've been.
So we actually took two hiatuses and nobody knows
that. Yeah. Is it only two?
Yeah, because we did one like that I never posted, but it was from like March.
Right. And then we did another one.
We did another one too. Well, because then we did the one in
because then
June
I came over
July.
To your apartment.
Yeah, but the one that we did in March was like the first one where like we did it. I just never posted it.
Yeah, and then we explained it again in the second one.
So only two.
No, that's three.
There have been several, you know, and I won't apologize for it. I know that you missed us.
Who wouldn't?
But I literally haven't seen Allie since June.
June.
Was it before your birthday?
Yeah.
So we took a cute little hiatus for not 18 months and we're back and I'm gonna make Allie keep talking to me.
So I love talking to you,
Allie. Just listen, she's a busy lady. And now we don't live super close to each other.
No, now it's harder.
So it's kind of annoying.
Now we have to commute. Ooh.
Anyway, should we just kind of like get on into it?
Yeah. Get on up.
It's been too long for me to even remember what happened last week. Like we've become adults in this hiatus.
Right. We're actually adults now.
I'm fully.
You have a full-time job.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That really sucks. I'm so sorry.
You're still in school.
I'm
that
still
sucks.
In school.
So you know
the vibes.
So whenever I came over to Allie's, I told her that I had to read her these text messages, and I gave her a little premise of Harry Styles is in my hometown, and I told my parents about it, and that's all she got.
Just in case they run into him at that weird convenience store that you have.
Bucky's.
Yeah.
He would never go into Bucky's. Are you kidding me? He would love it, but he'd never go into it. He would love the
Does
bathrooms.
One of your parents have an Android?
Both of them have Androids.
Really?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I can't FaceTime
them. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah. I have to text my brother and be like, are you with our parents? Can you FaceTime them?
Oh, my God.
So I said, everyone walk outside and say hi to Harry Styles today. He's in Dallas.
Okay.
Because there were times when I was little when I'd go outside and I'd go on our swing set, but I'd also like talk to whoever was in town.
Right.
Like, I remember talking to the Jonas Brothers because we were under the same area.
Right, right, right.
And my dad said, if we see him, we will be sure to tell him you said hi.
That's so nice.
And I said, you guys are sharing air right now. How does that feel? And my dad said, well, he's downtown, so the air is quite a ways from us. We will keep you posted if he gets closer. I'm always on the lookout. He's heading your way soon, though, right?
Yeah. You're like, yes, father.
And then I texted my little brother and I said that because he does computer science stuff, I was like, you need to do like a Santa tracker, but do it for Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. I think he could make bank. He could do that with any celebrity.
He could do it with any celebrity.
That's I would restrict it to who's on tour, because if they're not, then I was like, you know,
right, then
it's
a little weird.
But like Jonas Brothers, I'm seeing them tomorrow. So
oh my God, you are.
I am.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Nervous?
I'm so nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I have been in love with the Jonas Brothers since I was like probably like 8 or 9. Because I saw them in concert when I was 10. Probably when I was 8.
I've met 2 out of 3.
Who haven't you met?
Kevin.
Oh my God. That's the one you haven't met? Yeah. Well, I didn't meet the other ones.
Okay. I don't know if I've told this story before. On the podcast.
I don't think I've ever heard it before.
Okay, so who did I meet first? I met Nick first because he was on tour with Demi Lovato. And my old roommate was a huge Demi Lovato fan. And so we bought meet and greet tickets to go meet them. And then there was this like Cyber Monday deal where if you already had a Demi meet and greet, you could buy a Nick meet and greet for like $70. And we're like, that's a great deal. But we didn't buy them. So, but we left the tabs open in our phones. And so we decided to be like, we might as well go meet Nick Jonas. And so the deal already passed. But then we opened the old tab. And so we got it for $70.
And was that, he short?
Yeah. I'll show you the picture. He's shorter than me.
No.
And he doesn't like hugs.
I don't either.
I know, but I'm not going to pay $70 to not hug you.
Yeah, you're right.
So he usually goes in for a handshake, but then I asked him for a hug.
What'd he say?
He said, yeah.
Can you imagine if he said no?
Oh my God, I would have been so embarrassed. Myself.
I would pretend to pass out and be like, sorry, I had an episode.
Sorry. No, Nick, this is on me. And then
Joe,
we met in passing. It wasn't like a meet and greet. I was, got this like backstage tour for Selena Gomez concert. Cause I'm a huge Selena
fan. Why was he there?
DNCE was opening.
DNCE opened for Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we were backstage and he like walked past. It was like a group of like 10 of us. And he's like, oh my God. Hey guys. Like,
I would cry.
Hope you enjoy the show.
I would cry.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe, don't talk to me.
Don't look at me. But I missed most of his set because we were still backstage.
I love Joe but Jonas.
I'm pretty sure I saw DNC somewhere else too. I don't know.
I love Joe Jonas.
I think
so much.
I don't know who my favorite is. If we're going off the TV show, Jonas LA, Nick.
Why?
Because I love Nick and Macy. We know this.
I love the drama with Joe and Stella.
But I kind of liked him with Vanessa more. You know, the little squeaky mouse girl?
No, I like him with Stella.
No,
I like the drama.
The drama, but like him. I like that little movie romance they had going on.
I've just always been a Joe girl.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm excited to see them though. There's a song that they keep performing that they have like this choreography to.
No.
But I never knew the song, which is weird because I know like all of their discography. Yeah. Like even like the old stuff. Or at least like I'm like familiar with it. I might not know every single word, but I can at least sing the chorus.
Right.
I was like, I don't know this song at all. And so I was like, I need to figure it out. Cause if they're gonna get hyped to it, I need to get hyped to it. I started listening to it. It's from the new Space Jams that came out, and that's why nobody knows about it.
Got it.
I was like, fine. Go get your money for Space Jams, I guess. But like, what are you doing? So I don't know. I'm excited to see what they end up actually singing. I haven't like looked at their set list.
Who's opening for them? Wait, I'm trying to figure it out.
Give me a second.
I agree. Health check required.
I don't know her stuff super well. But
oh
like,
no.
It's hype.
Chicago is Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, I knew that. Because it's should. Literally it's literally the tour with Kelsey Ballerini.
You're a country superstar.
Period. I am the superstar. Not a fan of country music superstars. I am the superstar. Jesus Christ superstar.
Featuring John Lennon. Legend.
John Lennon. Period. Came back.
Is he still alive?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Wasn't he the one that was killed?
Oh.
That was like shot.
Which ones are still alive? Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney and Ringo.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo's still alive, right?
Yeah.
I know he was alive recently.
Did he die?
I think he's still alive. God, somebody's gonna be yelling at us right now. Namely my friend Maddie.
I was more of a Rolling Stones gal. We went the Beatles Cirque du Soleil show. My whole family went, and my brother became obsessed with the Beatles. Yeah. So we bought Beatles Rock Band.
Fair enough.
And so he would be on the drums, I'd be on the vocals and the guitar, and we would just sing Beatles songs all day long.
I mean,
was probably the closest we've ever been to each other in my
Rock Band life. Brings families together. Yeah,
Rock Band does.
It brought my family together. We had a band called AAA because all of us have A names. So.
Wait. I have a vivid memory. Back it up.
All right. Duplicity vibes.
I'll see myself out. Anyways,
green orbs.
I was watching Sunny with a Chance with one of my neighbor friends, and she was like, if I was friends with This is so niche. If I was friends with Alice and Ashley Arm, you know, little
yeah,
Zora,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She would go, I'd call her AAA.
Anyone who didn't understand that, get off the podcast.
I was like, yeah.
Well, that was what our rock band was called, and we went to Amsterdam often for some reason. I don't know. It just happens.
What was, like, your go-to song?
We always started with Eye of the Tiger because that was like a beginner one. Oh. And then we'd always go to Carry On My Wayward Son because that's really fun to play on drums. I was always on drums.
Mm.
And then my cats chewed on the like foot pedal cord. So then I couldn't play drums anymore. Mm. And that was upsetting because I'm really not good at anything else. Singing is easy because you just have to like hit the note.
Right.
But it doesn't sound good. So no. Nobody wants to hear me. I sing along anyways.
Right.
Duh. For my drum set. Oh, there was something else I was going to say. God dang. We really have talked about everything and nothing all at once.
I think that's the beauty of this one.
We gotta let it out.
The beauty lies within.
Should we go to our trusted One Direction and talk about what's been going on with them?
Yeah. What has been?
Niall and Amelia had
made
that
their red
picture.
Carpet debut. Yeah. It's okay.
I mean, like, I think that they're super cute, and I think that she is, I like that, this is going to sound rude, but I don't mean to sound rude. She looks very, like, normal.
Mm.
Not, like, average, because she's, like, pretty.
Right.
But, like, she looks, like, normal. Like, I could see someone like her on the street.
Right.
And I just appreciate that, because Mr. Styles went a different route.
He did.
But, you know, I like Niall and Amelia. I feel like there's not too much going on with that.
No.
With that man. I mean, I like his photo dumps. I think they're funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
I don't know. He's just chilling. As for Mr. Harry Styles.
On tour. Love yeah. On tour.
My favorite thing has been seeing people's signs.
Yeah.
And seeing people's reactions to them.
Right. Me too.
Because there have been some good ones.
There's been some good ones.
First of all, Harry, where the hell have you been, Loka?
Yeah.
I've never laughed harder. It's like, because you know Harry read that and was like, what?
He's like, what in the pop culture is this?
What is that? I'm too busy with my 30-year-old girlfriend and mother.
I'm raising two children.
No, I'm not. I feel the need to clear her. I'm not dissing the fact that she has children. I'm sure they are wonderful and magnificent and incredible.
I actually would like to be one if there's an opening.
We've talked about this, but it was in the one before.
Yeah, that you didn't post.
But like, seriously though, what a position.
I know. I think I'm more jealous of the children than anyone.
Oh, I have tea. What? I have insider tea. So it's from like insider. So my friend came to visit me over Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
And one of her friends is good family friends. Or okay, this is like a long. So her family's from Kansas City.
Okay.
And this is my friend, I'll name her Eva. Mm-hmm. Her friend lives in Kansas City, and her hairdresser is good family friends with mm-hmm. the Sudeikis family.
Oh.
And because they're all from like the same area that like my dad's from.
Okay.
And the hairdresser told this friend, and the friend told my friend Eva, that apparently like Jason is like heartbroken.
That doesn't surprise me.
But like the thing is, like, I want to know the timeline, because I don't believe the whole narrative of,
I don't either.
Like, she left him for Harry. No.
No.
She has kids. Like, right, she wouldn't just mindlessly do that. Plus, she's been with Jason for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it was a light decision.
Right.
But, like, that just makes me so sad.
I love Jason.
And, like, I don't blame anybody for that. Like, that's just, like, unfortunate. Like, that situation's just unfortunate. But, like, that's just
so sad.
Jason! Ted Lasso, don't be sad, my king. I know. I feel like the whole situation is just like there's no winners.
No.
Well, because I guarantee you that Olivia like is upset.
Right.
About because how could you not?
Right.
You know, like I'm sure she's like happy to be with Harry, whatever, and Harry's happy. But also that's still like there's like this family, and like while he didn't break them up.
Right.
Still just like a bad, like you don't want to be in that position.
No.
So I'm sending love to all.
Love to all.
But have you seen how people are being mean about how Olivia was dancing to like Harry's songs
no,
and stuff in Vegas?
No, I haven't seen anything mean. I've just been seeing videos.
But then all these people are like, why was she dancing to that? Because she was really like thrashing her head around. But here's the thing. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm at concerts. Like, it just happens. It's feral. Right. It just comes out. So, I mean, and plus, like, if your boyfriend was having a concert, like, yeah, you're going to go and, like, support and be like, yeah, I'm vibing. Like, you're not just going to stand there. It doesn't matter who's watching you. So, I don't know. I just don't, everybody's, like, being mean about it. And I'm like, there were girls who laid down in the middle of falling, so, which I support.
I support, too.
As long as there's no one else around you and you don't get hurt.
Oh, God.
I don't know. That's my take. I don't know how you feel about them at the moment.
I've kind of tried to just separate myself.
That's the thing. I'm at this point where I'm like, they're together.
Right.
I don't need pictures of it.
I know.
And I'm sure they don't want to have pictures of each other out.
It's like
everywhere.
It's a win-win. We don't see them.
This is my position. Listen, let me have a proposition for everyone.
Right.
Make everyone happy. Stop paying paparazzi. Just everyone stop it. Stop buying the crap. Stop it.
Stop it.
Listen. Come closer. Stop.
Stop it.
I don't know. It's a cycle that's never going to end. No. But I just like, I don't need to see it. And I don't, because I don't like how negative I feel towards it.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't, because I know that I have no right to feel that way.
Right.
So I'm like, why am I looking at it? I can't avoid it if I'm just scrolling through stuff and it just shows up. Dumb. But yes, sending love.
What else love is new?
Liam has a song that's out. And did you see the TikTok he had?
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard.
Are we sure we're going in the right direction?
What? Did you see? All these people are mad at him about
Why?
Because they thought he was being mean to Zane.
Oh.
Which, like.
Well, then did you see Louis's interview on Zach saying?
Was it recent?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen a recent one. I saw that old one.
Which one?
The one where he's like, do you ever get tired of talking about One Direction? Oh, never. Yeah. No, I never talk. Honestly. Yeah. Never.
Honestly, never.
Why did he? Because of his show.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What did he talk about?
It might have been that one.
What'd he say?
I might be getting confused. He was like, said something about Zane. And, well, he didn't. Like, one of the interviewers, whatever the other guy's name is. And Louis was like, do you still talk to him? And Louis like, no.
Oh, because he's not mature enough. Was it that one?
Yeah. So it was that one. I just saw it again recently. And so my mind was like,
I respect that though.
I do too.
That's an honest answer. And like, it's not talking bad about him. It's putting them on the same level of like, neither one of us is mature enough to have that conversation.
But
right
maybe
now.
Their children will fall in love. A forbidden romance.
His kid is like 4.
Zane's is like,
wait,
not
how
even
old
one.
Is he? How old's Freddie? Because he had it before One Direction broke up.
I still think he's a figment of my imagination.
You think Freddie is?
Yeah.
Are you a Larry secretly?
No. No.
Oh, these Larrys, man, they're going crazy.
They're going crazy.
Because he was wearing that ring again.
Yeah, and he dressed and he like
literally.
Louis.
But here's the thing, though. There's no way that he picked out that outfit and he wasn't like, oh, remember when? We were in that band.
Right.
And all of us had a staple thing that we wore for like the first year and a half.
Right.
Like, I don't think he did it to like provoke anything.
Right.
But there's no way he didn't have that thought.
Didn't make that connection.
Like, come on. It's suspenders, my king. And red pants.
And a blue striped shirt.
He's like, oh, but the stripes go the other way. You got us there, king.
It's a button up.
I just.
Well, I'm buttoned.
How do you feel about his Vegas outfit?
I mean, I didn't mind it. I don't feel like it was good enough for like the first night out.
Yeah.
If he would have worn that like mid tour, I would have been like, okay.
I don't know. I think because both items were baggy.
Because
I guess the pants were like high waisted, but it was like, it didn't hit.
Yeah.
I liked the fringe. I liked the sparkles. I liked the pink.
Right.
I liked the no shirt thing. I thought it was all fun, but something about the shape of it
I didn't like. I think it was just too early on in the tour to bring that out.
Listen, Harry, consult us for your fashion choices as we sit here.
As we sit here like this.
We are not dressed well.
No.
Just so everyone knows.
I'm wearing boxer shorts.
I'm wearing biker shorts with a
look at
t-shirt.
Me too. Cute.
Ding.
I don't know who's left.
I have to look at Instagram to see
what Kylie Jenner's pregnant.
Oh, well, you're so right.
I'm so right.
Oh, and then who said that thing about
give me some context clues.
Lisa something. from Real Housewives.
Vanderpump?
No.
Who is that?
The one who was oh, her daughter was dating Scott Disick. And then they broke up and she made that comment about like, right. Why can't she just date someone like Harry Styles?
That was funny.
No, Kylie's pregnant. I like that she's a little bit more.
Right.
That must be kind of freeing though. Because I can't imagine. I'd feel very locked up.
Right. I thought she was gonna all the theories were that she was pregnant and everyone was right. So props to you.
She's definitely pregnant.
But I thought she was gonna reveal it at the Met.
Mm.
But then apparently she's not even going.
But Addison Rae is going, so no one worry.
So no one worry. Addison will be there. Have you watched her new movie?
No.
It's actually kind of good.
I guarantee you it's not.
It's like a classic teen rom-com. And that's my favorite genre.
If I'm honest with you, I'm confused how she's still maybe it's just me, but all these TikTokers that were famous, mm-hmm. I don't pay attention to a single thing they do
but
anymore.
But then again, you have to remember we're 22 years old.
I know, but in the past, because I never followed them.
Right.
But I'd see them pop right. up and I'd be I'd get into the drama. And now I'm
yeah.
Okay.
I did just watch the D'Amelio show. It's pretty good.
I refuse to give them any of my time.
The last three episodes are really good.
I refuse to watch anything with Dixie D'Amelio in it.
You should.
No offense to Dixie D'Amelio. I hope you're doing well.
I really like her now. I'm a big fan. Big Dixie girl over here. This show is really good. It shined.
As long as you talk about this show, I'm just going to sit here.
Put her
in a different light.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to change the word.
But I really wanted that one.
I don't know. I don't know what anybody's up to. Sometimes. I know that Noah Beck was at Fashion
He's
week.
At Fashion Week.
What are you doing?
He did go. There's so many TikTokers at Fashion Week.
I know. What's her name? Who always does the, it's an 1-800 number. That sounds promising.
Oh.
There's that one TikToker. What is her name? She always tries on. She does and I'm back with another Zara Remy. Haul. Yes.
The realistic. Her. Realistic Zara hauls. Yeah.
Love her.
She was there with Noah Beck.
I know. I saw that. That's why I was thinking about that because they did that TikTok.
Yeah.
It was weird. Anyways. So we're going to make this one short because no need to waste your time.
Yeah. We have movies to watch.
Yeah. And food to eat.
it's 1 p.m. And we're going to drink Cosmopolitans because we're adults.
With my Dunkin' iced tea. So here we will have updates for you because I'm making Allie hang out with me. I'm making this be a regular thing again.
Yeah.
But Harry Styles on tour, I'm going to see him in 2 weeks, probably from whenever I post it, probably 1 week. We'll see what happens.
Right.
I'm excited. I'm terrified. I have tickets. I'm in the first bowl, so I'll be kind of close and I'll have a seat. But the day before that, because he's doing two nights here, I'm going to try to get pit tickets. Just I've seen that if you get them really, really close to whenever it starts, you get them for 200, which is still obviously a lot. But I mean, it's Harry Styles. But I'm going to give advice. My advice is at concerts, please don't be on your phones the entire time. No. It's so freaking annoying for everyone. Nobody wants to see your 10-minute long Instagram story.
No.
You're never going to look at your videos again. And you don't want to watch the concert through your phone. Right. Also, though, the people on TikTok who are live streaming the Harry Styles concerts.
Thank you.
You are very kind. But please also just do what feels right to you.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. You paid money to be there.
We're enjoying it along with you, but enjoy yourself.
Yes. You are appreciated.
Yes.
Just make sure that you feel okay. Yes. That's really it for
That's
me,
really, yeah.
All right. Well, everybody have an incredible week.
And always remember, treat people okay.
Okay. We will see you next week.